The Elliott Lake Rogers Arena will not be ready for occupancy on January 1st. That's about the only thing council is sure of. Two primary issues with the building are causing a delay in its restoration and reopening. Extensive electrical work needs to be done and isn't likely to be complete until February. The other outstanding issue carries a lot of risk, both in terms of cost and potential damage to the building. At its special meeting on Wednesday evening, council learned the arena foundation as it is will likely be inadequate to support the building and snow load expected. To address any physical risks to the building, Dr. Dan Tingley, supervising engineer for Wood Research and Development, WRD, told council work is currently underway to shore up the structure and take some of the load off the foundation. Right this very minute because I'm concerned snow is coming, he said. We'll get assured and then we'll be back. But he couldn't clarify how much a more long-term solution might cost to repair the foundation. Not until they have more information about how much it will cost to install micropiles, and they won't know that until they are actually doing the job because ground conditions are so variable. Some piles may have to go in much deeper than others and they won't know if they are deep enough until they test them. We're just trying to do the best we can by the city, said Tingley. We're fixing this arena for 40 to 50 years. Elliott Lake Mayor Andrew Wannan said that, although the decision was to delay reopening the arena indefinitely, he would like to see a harder target of August 2025 to have it ready for occupancy, maybe even ice in by mid-August. He said that, although the community finds itself in a very frustrating position with all the delays, it will be done and reopen. Elliott Lake today will have more on this story tomorrow.